Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Now, we're going to continue with a few thoughts that we started last week. We're talking about the gospel truth concerning the human nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's been very rewarding looking into the fact that Jesus is both God and man. This is the heart of the gospel. Well, it's one of the hearts of the gospel. I mean, if we don't grasp this, we don't have a gospel. Well, you say, well, why should Jesus be man? I mean, is it not just good enough that he's God? You hit that often enough, Brother McKee. Well, I do, but yeah, it was necessary that Jesus should be a man, for we needed somebody to represent us. All of us had fallen short of the glory of God. All of us had sinned, and we needed, and we still need, and you need, and I need, a perfect righteousness to present to God, because our own flawed efforts do not make the grade. And that's one of the great reasons why Jesus came. He came as our substitute, the substitute man, the substitute human. If he were not human, if he were not truly a man, then there's no gospel, there's no redemption, there's no salvation. It was man who had sinned, and it was man who was guilty before God. Therefore, it had to be one of us, a man, a human representative, who would take the punishment on our behalf. But more than that, we needed a representative, a human who could stand in our place and produce a perfect and flawless righteousness which could be reckoned as our own. An angel couldn't represent us or become our substitute in life. I'm sorry, if you're a Jehovah Witness, you don't have a salvation because you're trusting in an angel, a created being. No, it had to be a man that represented us. A real man who's God. An angel can't cut it. And so the representative had to be one of us. There is no good. There is no gospel. There's no good news if Christ was a created human-like supernatural being. I'll tell you, that's the truth. For there to be any gospel at all, Christ Jesus had to be one of our race. A true human descended from Adam. See, Adam was human. And as the head and representative of humanity, he brought condemnation upon us all. And Jesus Christ then, if he was to be the last Adam, had to be totally human. One of us. We had to be rescued by one of our own. And where would God find such a human? Where would he find someone untainted with Adam's sin? His eyes went throughout the whole world, and his verdict was, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. None that seeks after God. The whole heart is divided. Their head is sick. They've been ruined by sin. And so God looked at the human mess and said, hey, folks, I'm coming myself. I'm going to become one of you, and I'm going to live perfectly. I'm going to obey the law perfectly. I'm going to fulfill all the demands of holiness. And then I'm going to give all that righteousness to you. Do you believe that? Will you receive that? If you do, you'll have eternal life. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.